first, what you need is a piece of paper and a pen. You can't do anything until you have a piece of paper and a pen. So what's going to happen is Kevin's going to ask questions. You're going to answer. You're going to write it down. You're going to PTR it. And that's what your job is. That's it. The idea of the game is to see, after you've answered your questions, who comes closest to matching the comic's answer. So you got a twin with a comic. And that is how the game is played. Jeremy Hopkins. Wait. Jeremy Hopkins is coming up. Jeremy, do you want to play? Am I muted? I'm not muted.
No, you're not muted.
Okay.
Jeremy, were you asking me? Play? Okay.
Yeah, isn't your name Jeremy
Hopkins?
Well, you're
up on stage.
Yeah, you want to play, man? Well, I thought that was a kind of an answer coming up to the stage. But...
yes, okay, but we've had all kinds in here. I happen to know you, but I'm not, you know what I mean. You can never know who's going to show up. So, Jeremy, I don't know if you know Kevin. Jeremy, very funny man. So happy to have him. And we need one more. Who's going to play? Deborah, Victoria, Tom, not from MySpace. Victoria and Deborah. Who do we got? Who came first? Wait. Oh, we got...
Wait, didn't Victoria play last time? I thought Victoria
won. Oh, you got them up. Okay.
I played a couple of weeks ago, but I'll just hang back. If you're short, you let me know. You can send me back to the audience.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Victoria, because you would be a returning. We need to have a champions tournament.
Deborah, have you played with us before? Yeah, Victoria played and won. Where did Deborah go? Don's here.
I'm happy to play from the audience because I did that last week and it was fine.
Okay, you know what? We're gonna go ahead and play with just two then. So we'll send. Wait a minute. We have Devin.
We have Devin and Jeremy. Oh, we're
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So let's go. We'll send Don and Victoria down to play from the audience, and then we'll have a champions tournament, Victoria, and have you go up against some past winners. All right. So everybody ready? Laura, why don't you explain one more time to the people in the audience so they can go ahead and play along too.
Okay, guys, here's the deal. You need to get a pen and paper. Twinning is played with a pen and paper. You take a picture of what you write and you PTR that. If anybody needs help explaining PTR or any of those things, let us know. We are here to help you. So, Kevin's going to ask a couple of questions. What? We're going to answer the questions. We're going to write it down on a piece of paper. You're going to take a picture and PTR that. That's as simple as it gets. The idea of the game is to see who can match with the comics. That's it. That's it. Let's make magic.
Kevin, if all right. Play, you can do it.
So do our contestants, are our contestants ready to go? Do Jeremy and Devin have paper and Sharpies?
I got a pen and paper.
All right. What about you, Dev?
Yep.
All right. I think we're ready to do this. All of the panelists, you guys ready to go?
Yeah.
Yes, ready.
All right. Welcome to Twinning, the Clubhouse game show where comedians and contestants try to meet their match. In the first round of the show, contestants and comedians will try to give the same answers to my fill-in-the-blank questions. In round two, each contestant will team up with one comedian to find out if they're a brother from another mother, or maybe even a sister from a different mister. All right, so let's meet our panel. All right, so let's meet first up the lovely, the talented actress, comedian, Saskia Bauer.
Hey, everybody. I threw my laptop across the room in a fit of rage earlier.
Yay!
It was great.
All right. The somewhat funny Colin Ryan.
Thank you, Kevin. Great to be here somewhat.
All right. The hysterical Leslie Rodriguez.
I'm crying. I'm in hysterics.
All right. And the second timer, but insanely funny, Keith.
Hey, what's going on? It's always fun following Colin.
All right. And
I like to be Colin's bottom, too.
All right. One-time contestant, first-time panelist, Wolf Adler.
Oh! All right.
Oh!
Wolf Carter.
Yeah, I'm hungry like the ham. All right, so of course, I can't forget my amazing co-host, who is the most, the lovely Laura Levitt.
Hi, guys. Hey, Kevin. Are you ready to do this? Because I am excited.
I am so ready. I'm so ready. So, again, one more time, Laura, let everybody know how to play, because we want them to play in the audience because they can actually shape the game.
Yes, please play in the audience because these guys, because Jeremy and Devin are going to need you, all right? They're going to need you. So support. Here on Clubhouse, we're here to support. Let's support them by playing. Pen and paper, that's what you need. Kevin's going to ask a question. You're going to answer. Write it down, PTR. And that's as easy as it gets. So come on, people, and play with us.
All right, contestants, try to get into the heads of these comedians because you can't win if you don't twin. All right, our very first fill-in-the-blank question is young detective Nancy Drew. Has just gone through puberty. Now she's trying to solve the mystery of why she suddenly has blank. Again, young detective Nancy Drew has just gone through puberty. Now she's trying to solve the mystery of why she suddenly has blank. All right, so this is when you guys write down your answers. All right, Ginge, make with the tunes. Ginger.
I got screwed up. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's
no
coming.
Problem.
Wait a minute. It's coming. I know, but you said, well, everybody didn't. You said Nancy Drew, and she does not have a song.
Oh, no. Oh my God. Well, I forget that Ginger is so committed to, like, so, I mean, I Ginger has been so on it with these songs that match the questions. It's been scary because you don't get the questions ahead of time.
No.
Yeah, nope. We definitely don't. That one was a surprise to me.
And Nancy.
Yes, anything with the term crime in it, I guess, would work. Or I'm mystery. Trying.
Dun dun.
Ooh, mystery. Let's crime see what comes up river. For mystery. No.
Ooh, I see Monica in the audience. I see Tara. All right. So, one more time. Let me read this question before you guys reveal your answers. Thanks, Ginger. All right, young detective Nancy Drew has just gone through puberty. Now she's trying to solve the mystery of why she suddenly has blank. All right, everybody got their answers ready. Use your words, people.
Ready.
Woohoo! All right.
Yes, so Kevin.
All right, contestants, are both contestants ready?
Yes.
Devin, are you
right,
ready?
It's time to reveal your answers. It's a mystery to me. All right. So we're waiting on Wolf.
Wolf.
I'm done.
All right. Let's do this. All right. So first, let's go to Jeremy. Jeremy, what was your answer?
Fucking feelings.
All right. Let's go to Devin.
Smallpox.
Smallpox. Wow. He is in it to win it, Laura. He is in it to win it.
Woo-hoo.
All right. So let's start up at the top. Let's go to Leslie. I'm going to be shocked if anybody matched anybody. All right, Leslie.
My better judgment was Nancy Pubes, but I put boobs. But boobs.
All right. Thank you, Leslie. It's like you came to play. All right, Saskia.
You know, something that I go to the Massengill douche company for, that not so fresh feeling.
Oh, ouch. All right. It's a fall eve. All right, so Colin, what did you say?
Well, I believe I wrote the polite version of Jeremy's answer. I wrote funny tingles in her special place.
those evil feelings.
Fucking feelings.
Mystery right, of Tegels.
Okay, let's go to Keith.
Oh, God. Well, nobody else put this. That makes me comfortable. Of course, it's the mystery of the pubes, right?
All right. Well, Leslie almost matched you. All right. And let's go finally to Wolf.
I said Nancy Drew found out she has crabs, so they can't
explain.
Oh.
That special wow. rite of passage.
Right. Preteen so... sex is not an ad. I'm not an advocate of it, but that's the mystery for Nancy Drew.
All right. So, Laura, what's going on in the audience?
In the audience, we got Victoria with the acne, Michael with the boast, and we got Joy with boyfriend.
All right, so our score after one question is tied at zero, double goose eggs. All right, let's go to our next question.
I protest under protest.
What exactly are you protesting exactly? I mean, who do you think matched you?
I thought I did.
I thought it was kind of close. Mine was innuendo because I was trying to be clever. Okay, I got it. Okay, just for the record, we can move
wait,
on.
Wait, let's go to the judge. Laura, are you understanding what's happening? Because
no.
I'm not understanding who Jeremy almost matched with.
Jeremy's up in his fucking feelings.
I thought it was. I thought Colin and I were insinuating the same thing.
So, are you saying the word feelings with like the because Saskia's got the word feelings in there too,
or feelings of you know fuck?
No, I think it was more
feelings
Colin.
Of fuck, and I thought Colin gave the watered down version of my answer.
Colin, funny tingles in her special place.
That's a fucking feeling, I reckon.
What do you mean? What did you mean by fucking feelings?
Arousal.
Yes. Not even. Oh, no. Uh-uh,
no.
Moving on.
No.
No, that is not a man.
No, I'm trying to. I was trying, Jeremy. I was trying.
Thank you for being nice, Laura.
No. It's all right. It's okay.
I'll take the hit for the team. No, that's not close. All right. We're on to question two. All right, Webster's Dictionary calls a group of birds a flock and a group of lions a pride. But the tabloids call a group of Kardashians a blank. Webster's Dictionary calls a group of birds a flock, a group of lions a pride, and but the tabloids call a group of Kardashians a blank. All right, so this got Laura, this has me thinking of like the zoo. When is the last time you went to the zoo? I don't think I've been to the zoo since I was on a field trip.
I have not. Okay, the zoo is depressing. I mean, I've like walked through Central Park Zoo like quite a bit in New York City, but I don't really consider that a zoo. But they're sad. I don't want to see, like, they miss their homes. It's so sad.
Yeah, if I want to go to a zoo, I would go to, like, okay, the San Diego Zoo is a legit zoo where they actually make really beautiful habitats. The zoos that are depressing are the ones where they're, like, literally, they look like animals in jail, where it's just, like, legitimate bars, and they're just, like, in a cell, and just, like, that doesn't feel fun. But when they have like a real habitat and you can't even tell that they're really away from you, those are the zoos that are pretty cool.
You know what I like? You know what I don't mind seeing in close captivity, aside from snakes? I like the fish. I don't mind if the fish are locked up.
Oh, no, aquarium. Yeah. They don't know.
They don't know.
They think they're in the ocean.
They are.
They're like, why are people looking at us? in the ocean. How are they down here?
Yeah, fish are stupid.
All right, one more time before you guys reveal. Webster's Dictionary calls a group of birds a flock and a group of lions a pride. But the tabloids call a group of Kardashians a blank. All right, everybody, reveal your answers. Oh, my God. No, you are not playing a flock of seagulls. Oh, my God, Ginger. You are on it tonight. Thank you, Ginge. All right, everybody ready? Use your words, people.
Yes, Kevin.
Yes.
Thank you, Saskia. Mean it. All right.
Wolf.
All right, so, Wolf.
Come on, Wolf.
Yes, I'm updated.
All right. Okay. Pull in to refresh. All right. Sue, let's go to Devin first. Devin, what'd you say?
Kardashians.
Okay. The tabloids call a group of Kardashians. Kardashians. Wow. Okay. You're zigging while everybody else is zagging. All right. Let's go to Jeremy.
Yeah, I said a train wreck with a mother father who gets in wrecks.
Oh, my God. A train wreck of Kardashian sounds pretty good to me. All right. So let's start from the bottom up. Let's go to Wolf first.
I said a group of Kardashians is called a travesty.
A travesty of Kardashians. Oh, my God. That's a great answer. All right. Let's go to Keith.
Oh, you know the group of Kardashians. They're going to call them birds of murder.
A murder of Kardashians. Oh, if only. If only.
Oh, that's gross, ain't it?
All right, Colin.
I put a reel of Kardashian.
All right. All right, Saskia.
Well, I put herpes, but technically to be grammatically correct, I think it should be herpy, singular. So
a herpy of
Kardashians.
Just a high-minded herpy, huh?
Just a herp.
All right, and finally, Leslie.
Well, I wanted to hearken back to their heritage, so I put First Wives.
First Wives?
Hilarious. They could also be called a jinx, because every sports player that dates them, career goes to shit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Or anybody's career goes to shit.
So, Laura, what's going on in the audience? Laura.
Laura, you're on mute.
All right. Well, I'll do the audience.
Oh, we know you'll do the audience.
I'll do the audience from the
not,
front and the
no,
back.
No, in the friendly Laura way, not in a skanky way. Laura, are you there?
All right. Okay. Well,
Wolf, do
what
the
do
audience.
We have in the audience?
Oh, my God. Dawn I've been talking with my mic off. I apologize. Oh, my God. I've been sitting here like, okay. Don't judge. We've got Dom with Vampires. We've got Victoria with Crash. We got, does Crash match with Trainwreck? I believe it does.
You know what? I'm going to let you be. You're the final
yes,
arbiter.
Yes, Victoria. One for Jeremy.
Woo-woo!
All right. So that's one for Jeremy. One on the board.
Michael with Cauliflower, Joy, Mistake. And that's what we got in the audience.
All right. So we have one match according to our judge. All right. So let's go to our next question. So
we got a bunch of people in here. Can we just let them know what's going on?
Sure. All right. This is Twinning, the game show where comedians and contestants try to meet their match. In round one, we're doing fill in the blank questions. Also, we're doing it all in Club Laugh Track. So please click on the little green house to follow Club Laugh Track and be notified whenever we're having this kind of fun, which we do 5 days a week. All right. So let's go to our very next. Oh, wait, Laura, tell them how to play if they want to join in the fun.
Audience, please play with us. Grab a pen. Grab paper. That's it. Take a picture. PTR. Let's do it. Go get it.
Yeah, write down your answers. That's how we're playing. We write down our answers. You take a picture of it and replace your avatar with your answer. And your answers in the audience actually affect the game. So if the contestants match you, our contestants tonight are Devin and Jeremy. If they match you, they get points as well. All right, let's go to the next question. All right. My tireless efforts to be the edgiest gnome on social media are finally paying off. Because I was just asked to join the cast of Bravo's latest reality train wreck, The Real House Dudes of Los Angeles. But instead of holding apples like the Housewives of NYC, or diamonds like the Housewives of Beverly Hills, The Real House Dudes of LA will be holding blank. Again, my tireless efforts to be the edgiest gnome on social media are finally paying off, because I was just asked to join the cast of Bravo's latest reality train wreck, The Real House Dudes of Los Angeles. But instead of holding apples like The Real Housewives of NYC, or diamonds like The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, The Real House Dudes of LA will be holding blank. All right, Laura, it's time for some truth telling. Do you watch any franchises of The Real Housewives?
Bad idea, Kevin.
Listen, I'm Luann
from Real Housewives of NYC.
All right, so are the Real Housewives of NYC the franchise that you watch?
I actually like Beverly Hills better, but I mean the franchise. Yeah, I watch that. I do. I haven't watched it in a few months, but I did. I feel guilty.
Oh my god, Beverly Hills has been on fire this season.
Has it with Erica Jane?
Yes, Erica Jane, and that travesty, and the fact that she. The fact that she's so clueless on how not to appear horribly, not to say the worst possible things, to bitch about how rough it is for her to be, like, to go from a giant mansion to just a kick-ass three or four million dollar house, and we're supposed to cry her a river, and she seriously doesn't... My glam squad is only two people now. This is a hard knock life. All right. So one more time before you guys reveal your answers. So I've been asked to join the cast of Bravo's The Real House Dudes of Los Angeles. But instead of holding apples like the Housewives of NYC or diamonds like the Housewives of Beverly Hills, The Real House Dudes of LA will be holding blank. It's time to reveal your answers. All right, everybody ready?
Yes, Kevin.
Thanks, Saskia. All right, contestants, you guys ready?
Yep.
All right, let's go first to Jeremy. Jeremy, what did you say?
I said the Real House Dudes of LA would be holding their wives' tiny dogs.
Aww.
Chivalry's not dead.
All right. Okay, I need to get a wife with a tiny dog. All right, Devin.
I said they'd be holding airtime.
All right. Okay, so let's go from the top down. Let's go to Leslie first.
Oh, so close, Jeremy. I said wife's purses.
Oh, wow.
In
so
which
close.
Resides a tiny dog.
No.
Two tiny dogs.
These purses are dogless. All right, so let's go to Saskia.
Well, I said shrooms, because I think gnomes like shrooms.
Okay, thank you. I think you're thinking of Smurfs because they live in them. But anyway, okay,
oh,
let's go to Colin.
Whatever, same difference.
The nomenclature.
That's the
See, here I thought you'd be giving In-N-Out Burgers.
It's a Five Guys.
Wait, what did you say, Colin? In-N-Out Burgers, oh my god. Now that is iconic LA. That's a really good answer. All right, Keith.
Oh, and to the first word I've spelled wrong since I was a child. Prenuptial agreements.
Oh, all right. Another excellent answer. All right. And Wolf.
I said they'd be holding each other's testicles because no straight men would do that. And if they did, they're very emasculated.
Tiny dogs.
Oh, wow. All right. Wolf, we've enjoyed having you as a panelist this first and last time. All right, so Laura, what's going on in the audience?
We have Don with a syringe of Botox.
Yeah, that's my kind of guy.
We got Victoria with Narbies.
What is a Narbie?
Please.
It's a Narbie. Never heard of it, Victoria. We got Michael with bacon. We got Joy with our gnome. I think that means you. Our gnome. Our gnome. I'm screwing everything up. Not even stone. We got their bowls. Their bowls. That, someone matched with Alyssa with... okay, Alyssa, you changed it. But... Change. Okay. Change. I think we're good.
Wait, did somebody...
Balls. Where are the balls? They're balls. Kathy with balls.
Okay, this is a nice
illustration.
What do you think?
I said balls, so I'm a panelist.
Okay,
so
oh, no, I thought that was okay. Okay, then yeah, that doesn't. Yeah, all right. All right, so no matches in the audience.
No matches.
All right, so our score still stands with 0-1. All right, let's go to our final fill in the blank question. Now that Superman's son, John Kent, and Batman's adopted son, Tim Drake, a.k.a. the Third Robin, have both come out as bisexual, what still closeted superhero will be the first to slide into their DMs? Again, now that Superman's son, John Kent, and Batman's adopted son, Tim Drake, a.k.a. the Third Robin, have both come out as bisexual, what still closeted superhero will be the first to slide into their DMs? I was waiting to see what you would play. I thought you were going to, like, is she going to play Gym Class Heroes? I didn't know what you were going to play. All right, so I'm curious, Laura, are you a DC girl or a Marvel girl?
Okay, I get confused. Okay, I would say Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel is the Avengers.
The Avengers, yeah.
Marvel would be, so like Thor.
I like Loki.
Yeah, okay, definitely in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. So at least when it comes to movies, I have to admit, before I was all about DC because I like Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Justice League, all that growing up. Was just everything, and so I didn't read comics for the most part growing up. But now with the Marvel Cinematic Universe, when it comes to movies, they are kicking DC,
yeah,
like in the head repeatedly.
Agree.
All right, one more time. So now that Superman's son John Kent and Batman's adopted son Tim Drake, aka the Third Robin. That's another thing. There have been three Robins. Why do they keep letting teens fight crime with him? Anyway, the Third Robin both come out as bisexual. What still closeted superhero will be the first to slide into their DMs? All right, everybody, reveal your answers. Oh, God, please let somebody say Super Stretch Armstrong. He's flexible. All right, everybody ready?
No, not Saskia yet.
Don't steal my answer, Saskia. Even though it's amazing.
Sorry, I was having technical problems.
All right, are we ready to go? All right, so let's go to Devin first. Devin, what did you say?
Batman.
Wow. Oh my. He could have slid it to his adopted son's Wow. You just
keeping it in the
Have
family.
You even watched porn lately, Kevin?
You made this really bad.
Oh my God.
All right, Jeremy.
Interesting.
Well, that's why he's going through so many Robins.
Seems pretty.
Figuratively and literally.
Robin.
All right, so, Jeremy.
Play on words, but it seems pretty obvious. I think it would be Spide-A-Man.
Okay, Spide-A-Man. Okay. All right. A man, duh. Okay, yeah. All right, so let's go from the bottom up. Let's go to Wolf.
I went with Aquaman because everybody knows Aquaman swings both ways. But I was going to say Superman, but I didn't think incest was cool. But I think Superman, I think Lois Lane was a beard.
Yeah, look at his outfit. Yeah, he is not straight. All right, so let's go to Keith.
Oh, Superman coming out the telephone pole or the telephone booth, huh? I got Doctor Strange lump on my wiener.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Colin.
Flash is fast. Flash is cool.
Premature Flash.
Oh my god. All right. Talk about premature ejaculation. All right. Let's go to Saskia.
Well, you know, I just had water sports on the mind, so I went with Aquaman.
Moist.
Well, I mean, you could do worse than Jason Momoa sliding into your DMs.
Jason Momoa.
All right, and finally, let's go to Leslie.
I said Aquaman because he likes to get wet.
Woo! Why did no one say Aquaman? Aquaman was the winning answer, clearly. All right, Laura, what's going on in the audience?
In the audience, we have Don with Uncle Arthur, Paul
Lind.
We've got Captain America. Oh my God, Victoria, so agree with you. I hate him. We've got Flash's son. We've got Kathy Carter with Tom Cruise. We have Joy with Super Stretch Armstrong.
Go Stretch.
And that's what we got going on in the audience.
All right. So our score is still tied at 1-1. All right. Okay. So let's go to round two. And in round two, each of our contestants will choose a comedian to twin with. So let's go to, wait, who's ahead in this insanely tight race?
Me.
Jeremy is ahead by 1 point. So Jeremy, you get to choose first. Which comedian do you feel has the biggest twin energy?
At this moment, I'm probably gonna have to go with Leslie.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay, Leslie. All right. And next up is Devin. Who are you choosing?
Keith.
All right. He's choosing Keith. Ooh. All right. So let's do this. Now, Leslie. Laura, do you feel like playing tonight?
No.
All right. No. Okay. Thank you, Laura. All right. All right, so let's do this. The very first twin round question is, do you like your cookies with some junk in the trunk? Oreo thins or double stuff? Do you like your cookies with some junk in the trunk? Oreo thins or double stuffed? Controversial question, apparently.
I don't know. I pressed the wrong button.
Wow. Somebody does not like cookies.
Oh, I so know how to answer this question. It's, oh, yum, 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 cookies in my tummy.
All right. So, one more time. Do you like your cookies with junk in the trunk? Oreo thins or double stuff? All right, everybody, reveal it your answers. Now, I will, as I'm waiting for reveals, I'll ask you, Laura. So, are you a classic chocolate Oreo lover, or are you golden?
No. Chocolate, honey. There's no golden. That's nonsense. Only in showers.
Oh, Lord. We were meant to be together. All right. Everybody got their answers revealed. All right, so let's go to Jeremy first. Jeremy, what'd you say?
I'm a thick boy from the South. I like my double stuff.
All right, so let's go to your twin. Okay, you chose Leslie. Leslie, what did you say?
I like them like my ballot box is double stuffed.
What up? What? All right, so that's 2 points. You get twice the points when you match your twin. So that's 2 points for Jeremy. All right, so let's go to Devin. Devin, what did you say?
Double stuffed extra trunk.
All right, so Keith, what did you say?
Oh, you know, I like a Badoka. Damn, I got the double stuff.
All right, so that is 2 points for you. You get an extra point because you also matched, Jeremy's twin, Leslie. So that's another point for you. And Jeremy, you get a point for matching, Keith as well. So, let's go to the other comedians. Let's go to Wolf. Wolf, what did you say?
Chocolate dipped, double stuffed.
Ooh, that's another point for both of you guys. All right, let's go to Colin.
Oh, sorry, my mouth is full of Oreos here. I like them thick.
Oh my, yeah, I've heard things about how thick you like it, Colin. But anyway,
all right,
so another point for everybody. All right, let's move on finally to Saskia. What did you say?
Double stuffed in the trunk every time. And then I drew a picture of a butt.
Sticking right. A bowl full of cold peanut butter.
All right, so what's going on in the audience, Laura?
In the audience, this is a song called Double Stuffed Oreo. Never heard of it.
Wow.
By Big Drew.
Okay,
so we've done... All right, Kevin, ready to start keeping points on this?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so we got Don with Double Stuffed.
Woohoo!
We got Victoria with Thin. We got Michael with Bacon again. We've got... Okay, Christina's not in it. We got Double Stuffed John Shelby. We got... Let's see... Audience, play with me. I'm Alyssa with I need double stuffed chocolate. Yes, I'm with you, Alyssa.
All right, so it's
Joy with double stuff.
Your flesh and max for thick.
All right, so that's it.
You got. That's it.
All right, so that now our score is Devin with 9 and Jeremy with 10. All right, so let's go to the next question. All right. Who is the bigger dick in the story? People who tell spoilers or the people who get pissed about spoilers? Who's the bigger dick in the story? People who tell spoilers or people who get pissed about spoilers? So you can write down pissed about spoilers, telling spoilers. Again, who is the bigger dick in the story? People who tell spoilers or the people who get pissed about spoilers? Okay, I was freaked out about what Laura was going to play because I was like, wait, is she going to play a song called Spoiler? Or spoilers game, or you spoil me rotten?
No, this is from Greece.
You spoiled me for other men? There's gotta be some song with spoilers.
You spoiled me for other people, Kevin.
Aww.
Ew! This is Alone at a Drive-In? But it's Greece. I was looking for movie stuff, but I didn't find it. But I know how to answer this question. Do you know how you'd answer this question?
Ooh, so how would you answer it?
Okay, but honestly, it would depend on my mood.
Don't give it away.
It would depend on my
mood. Don't spoil it.
Don't spoil it, right?
All right. One time, okay, I was in a line at a bank talking to somebody, and we're talking about the movie Casablanca. And then I said, well, the ending, and this person came like, spoiler alert. I'm like, this movie came out in the 1930s or something. Are you seriously saying we can't discuss it in 2019? Okay. All right.
Culture.
All right, one last time before we reveal. Who's the bigger dick in the story? People who tell spoilers or the people who get pissed about spoilers? All right, everybody, reveal your answers. And while they reveal, Laura, you can reveal your truth.
I was thinking, I'm going back and forth, Kevin. I'm going back and forth. Like, it's people who reveal spoilers or people who get mad that people reveal
spoilers?
Yeah, get
mad about spoilers. When you said back and forth, if I was playing music, I'd be like, okay, back and forth by Alicia.
Oh, I didn't hear. Ooh.
I'm playing too. All right, so while Laura thinks about her answer, let's go to Jeremy first. Jeremy, what did you say?
I said the spoilers, but I'm with you on those classic movies because, you know, like a 1 or 2 week window should be plenty.
All right, thank you, Jeremy. All right, so let's see what your twin said. Let's see what Leslie said.
I said the tellers, so especially the people that spoil.
Wait a minute, is that a match? Yeah, you said, wait, the spoilers. Okay, he said the spoilers, and you said spoilers too, right, Leslie?
I said, tellers, what I said.
Tellers, so that's a spoiler. All right, so woo-hoo. That means that's a match. All right, so that is 2 points for Jeremy. All right, so let's go to Devin. Devin, what did you say?
I said people.
Hey, that's a match with me.
No, it is. People no, is people.
That
is
matches
everybody.
With everyone, yep. Devin.
No.
Okay, so yeah, Devin, no. You are out on this round because people yep. is no.
Not okay.
Yeah.
I said there's anonymous. Like, that means yeah. both of us no.
people. People. All right, so let's see if there's any strategy. More matches for Jeremy. Let's go to Wolf.
I said the tellers of spoilers is a large phallus, which I don't know if I spelled the phallus correct. Yeah. But
logical fallacy.
But I'm also in the boat of I agree that if it's been a long time or a movie, you know, like if it's a newer movie, no. But if it's like, but if it's an older series, like if you spoil Breaking Bad for me at this point or The Sopranos, you know, then that's on me.
All right, so that's another point for Jeremy. Let's see what Keith said. Keith, what did you say?
I said this anonymous, like both people that like get mad.
Oh,
about
both. It. Okay, well then, yeah. Okay, again, these the second round questions are very. You have to pick one of the things that are listed.
Yes,
Keith. I'm trying to make it easier for you people to get points when nobody gets this points in the first round of the show.
I don't like this, Kevin. Kevin gives you the answer. Pick one.
Oh, my God.
All right?
All right, Laura. Everybody.
Thank you, Laura.
Headaches every week. Come on.
About spoilers.
Okay, Colin.
By hearing them.
Colin, you're up.
Well, it's tellers, obviously, Kevin.
All right, so that's another point for Jeremy. All right, so let's go to Saskia.
You know, everything in my life has been a huge disappointment up until now, so I just don't get upset about people who talk about spoilers.
That's sad.
So you're upset about the people who get upset about spoilers?
Correct, then? And then I drew little pee-pee drops, too.
All right, so what's going on in the audience? Are there any more matches for Jeremy?
Are there any more matches? Wait, okay, Jeremy...
Jeremy said the spoilers, the people that are telling this spoilers.
Telling. Okay. Victoria matches with Jeremy. Michael matches with Jeremy.
And
I don't
that's
understand
it?
What snitches get stitches.
Well, that means they're not for telling. They're against the tellers.
Yeah. Okay, so we got that. So Alyssa,
that also saying the spoilers. So that's another.
Okay, can't read Alyssa's handwriting, so that's not happening. Enjoy with people who get pissed, and we got Ryan with spoilers.
All right, awesome. So that's another match.
A spoiler. Okay, to
the score is the score now stands at 9-18. All right. Well, we still have a couple of questions, so it's it still get turned around. All right. So the next question is: are you down to bone? Chicken yes. tenders or bone-in wings? Are you down to bone? Chicken tenders or bone-in wings? So don't say hamburgers. Don't say hot dogs. Don't say curly fries.
Yeah, for the love of God, guys, don't.
Don't. So again, are you down to bone? Chicken tenders or bone in wings? All right, Laura, I'm curious about your chicken tendencies. How do you feel?
No bone.
No bone.
No bone. No. No bone. Only in my chicken, baby.
So do you like it spicy? Okay, when it comes to chicken tenders, what's your favorite dipping sauce? Are you like blue cheese? Are you ranch? Are you honey?
Oh,
what
no,
are you dipping?
Nothing. No, 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 no. No spunky spunk. No. I'm a hot sauce girl. I like it hot.
Spicy. Spicy.
Yes.
All right, everybody, reveal your answers one last time. The question is, are you down to bone? Chicken tenders or bone-in wings? All right, let's go first to Jeremy. What'd you say?
Oh, I'm bone-in, baby.
Oh, all right. I'm liking Jeremy more and more as the night goes on. All right, so let's go to your twin, Leslie.
I said wings, bro.
All right, that's another match. All right, so that is 2 points for the lovely Jeremy. All right, let's go to Devin. Devin, what did you say?
I said bone in.
Bone in. All right, so let's go to your twin, Keith. What did you say?
I said chicken tender under duress, so chicken tender.
Aw, man, so it's not a match with your twin, but you do get a point because you did match the lovely Leslie. All right, so let's see if there's any other matches for you two because you guys both have the same answer. All right, so let's go to Saskia.
Well, much like my current sex life, no bone.
No bone.
And we all need a little tenderness.
Oh, we do need some try a little tenderness.
That's right, guys.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Colin.
Well, I love bone and everything, wings included.
All right, so that's 2 points for both contestants. All right. Oh, my God. We have to talk later, Colin. All right, so let's go to Wolf.
I'll bone you.
All right, more boning. All right, and finally, Laura, what's going on in the audience?
All right.
Are there any bones about it?
We got Michael with a bone.
Woohoo!
We got Kathy with a good bone every time.
Uh-oh.
We got Alyssa, I like it bone. We got Joy with a bone in, and we got Ryan with a bone in.
Wow. All right, the points are skyrocketing. We now have Devin with 17 points and Jeremy with 27. It's time for our final question. This is still anyone's game, depending on what happens with this final question. All right, here we go. Squid Game, The Hunger Games, Game of Thrones, or The Dating Game. Which effed up high stakes game do you want to play the least? Squid Game, The Hunger Games, Game of Thrones, or The Dating Game. Which effed up high stakes game do you want to play the least? Oh my God, Laura, are you serious?
Good job.
Oh my God. Okay, this is, can I pick a co-host or can I pick a co-host?
Oh, I love
Laura, you are bringing it tonight. Okay, for those of you who don't know, that is the theme to the dating game. That is crazy. All right, one more time. Because this is the final question. This is for all the marbles. Please play in the audience and help our contestants out. You can still make Devin a winner, potentially, if he matches you. All right, Squid Game, The Hunger Games, Game of Thrones, or The Dating Game, which effed up high-stakes game do you want to play the least? All right, everybody, reveal your answers. All right, I'm going to go to Jeremy first. Jeremy, what did you say?
You know, the only one of these fuckers I ever watched was The Dating Game. But because we were just talking about food, I thought I'd least like to be hungry.
All right, The Hunger Games. Let's go to your twin, Leslie. What'd you say?
Well, I said Hunger Games also.
What? Okay.
No.
Oh, my God. So that's another choice for Jeremy. All right, so let's go to Devin. Devin, what did you say?
The Dating Game.
All right, Keith, what did you say?
Game of Thrones.
No! No, no match. No match for Devin. At least not there. Let's see if there's any other matches for him. All right. Okay, so, again, you said The Dating Game. So, let's go to Saskia. What'd you say?
Well, I was going to say Hunger Games because I'm pretty sure I could, but then I was like, I could beat up kids. So that's my problem.
Beat up? You mean murder.
Yeah, murder. I can murder a kid. I have no problem with that. So I went with Squid.
Wow. Oh, my God. She's after my heart. She's after my heart talking about murdering kids.
Yeah. All right. Woo-hoo!
Start with my neighbors. But anyway, Colin.
Yeah, I was originally going to say Game of Thrones, but, you know, I think my girlfriend would be more pissed off if I was playing The Dating Game.
What? All right, that is a match for the lovely Devin. All right, so we already did Keith. Oh, we didn't do Wolf yet. Wolf, what did you say?
I'm allergic to iodine.
I don't know what that
is. I don't get it.
Squid, octopus, squid, you know, they release ink, it's iodine.
Oh, okay, all right, so then no. Oh. Okay, so not a match for anybody. So, let's go, what's going on in the audience, Laura?
Here we go. All right, we got Don with Thrones, we got Victoria with Squid, we got Michael with Squid, we got Kathy with Game of Bones, we got Alyssa with Squid, we got Joy with all of the above, agreed. We got Ryan with Squid, so that's what's going on in the audience.
All right, so our final score is Devin with 18 and Jeremy with 29. So Jeremy, you are the champion, my friend.
Do do do.
You kept on winning till the end. Bow, bow, bow. Bow. You are the champion. You are the champion. Sorry to the non-winners, but you are the champion of 20.
Of 20.
Congratulations, Jeremy.
Non-winners?
Yeah.
Yes, non-winners. There's no winners.
Thank you. Very, very excited. Very touched.
Congratulations. Now. Great job, Jeremy. Also, good job, Devin. Not too shabby. All right. I want to thank the amazing panelists. I want to thank Leslie. Leslie, you're amazing.
Oh, thank
as
you.
Per usual. Leslie Rodriguez.
Thank you.
And the lovely, the talented, the beautiful, the everything, Saskia.
I'm going Power. To hell.
I'll see you there.
All right. The something, Colin Ryan.
Always a great time, Kevin. Thank you.
Aw, thank you, Colin. All right. And the amazing Keith.
Ooh, fun. This is Keith, and I'm done speaking.
Keith Burp. I'll never be done speaking. Never, never stop speaking, Keith. All right. And Wolf Adler, first time panelist. Great job.
Thank you. Am I allowed to put my pants back on now, Kevin? I don't know why to me. I had to have them off.
Yeah, end the live stream. End the meeting.
Almost done. All right. And my co-host, who is absolutely the most, the lovely, the talented, the beautiful, Laura Levitt.
Keep going, Kevin. Keep going. Thank you.
And Kevin, amazing musical.
This is always so much fun. This is like such a great way to spend my Monday night. It's a great start to the week. So thank you.
All right. I just want to say, if anybody, you can be a part of this. You can play, slide into my DMs here on Instagram or on Twitter if you'd like to play. If you'd like to be a panelist and you're a comedian, let me know. And if you want to suggest a question, because, yeah, writing these every week, and sometimes people ignore them, so I get hurt a little bit. So if you want to help me out with some questions, some fill-in-the-blanks or opinion questions, I am all about it.
Yeah, I'm
lighten my load. So anyway, Wolf knows about my load.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's what my pants on now. That's why I'm lighten your load.
Pretty wet.
Thanks for lightening it, Wolf. All right, again, this has been amazing. You guys are hysterical. Please follow all the insanely funny, talented people that are on the stage. They are amazing. Please click on the little greenhouse to join Club Laugh Track, because we do this kind of stuff 5 days a week. Tomorrow night, there's two things happening in the club. We have got Pop Culture Confessions. Tomorrow night is being hosted with my co-host from TV Channeling. We're going in on The Real Housewives tomorrow night. It's going to get real, people. And later, we're going to be doing Are You the Dick in the Story with me and my co-host, Jill the Scottish Terrier. So please follow Club Laugh Track. And if you follow me too, I will not be angry about it. Have a great night, everybody, and I hope to see you next week, if not sooner.
Thank you guys so much.
Same time, same channel.